Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Oh, bro, I'm low-key faded, bro.
Nick Markakis. It feels like they figured out this roster and they would have been just fine without him.
Jimmy from LinkedIn. God.
This is so frustrating.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Boy, it's been a busy day here on the program. If you're just joining us, however you are accessing the show, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. We had T.I. on earlier today. He caused a lot of ruckus, Mike, about Matt Ryan, didn't he?
Yeah, man. And again, I tweeted out. By the way, is your Twitter working or they just turned me off? I'm not sure what's going on. But yeah.
No, I think it's down.
Okay, good. I always get paranoid that, you know, the cancel culture is going to say, get that guy off of there. It happens. But yeah, we had T.I. on. And look, he's a guy that loves the old days. And, you know, he doesn't. I think, as we said, he's not a general manager. He doesn't have power over personnel moves. It just kind of perpetuated the argument. And I'll use the code names because I don't want to use the real names, because even using the real names sometimes get people fired up. What I said on Twitter earlier today, Carl, was it's pretty simple. Okay, T.I. made his comments about Matt. He thought, you know, Matt needed to do more to win the Super Bowl. I said, well, again, if we just fall forward and, you know, kick a field goal, Matt's the Super Bowl MVP. Mm-hmm. But the problem is T.I., he's part of a fan base that never gives two the love, because he's not seven, and that gets two fans out of their minds, because seven was an electrifying moment in time,
right?
But that wasn't sustained. Two has accomplished a hell of a lot more than seven. But here's my question now. My point has nothing to do with seven. My question is, how much does two have left right now for the Falcons? That is the question. So hopefully
nice.
You followed along.
I think our listeners did. That's a great riddle. And really, that is the question. It unfortunately goes back to seven only because I think people clamor for that kind of excitement again. And who knows? Falcon fans, maybe we'll get that with our next quarterback, whomever that ultimately ends up being. But I do agree with you, Mike. That's really the question. Ask the question again, because that's where we need to focus on. Ask that last part.
Right. Guys, we know what Mike Vick did. We know what Matt has done. Matt has gone farther with this team than Mike ever did. And again, it doesn't diminish Mike. And we loved Mike's moments. It was electrifying. But now here we are with Matt. Does Matt have enough elite play left?
That's the question.
If you want to take Matt to the 2 years, and there's a buyout option, and there's a lot of moving parts, Carl, with the contract.
Yeah.
But I'll ask you.
You can get out next year.
Does Matt give you the best chance? And then, by the way, I put Julio in this conversation. All the guys out there, you know who you are. When I go, Matt, oh, yeah, get rid of Matt. And I say, Julio, no, oh, no. No, but Julio isn't playing the last 3 weeks, guys. Maybe you hadn't noticed. 11 isn't out there. But yep. He gets a pass, and I don't buy that.
All right. Now, that's really the question. And that's the problem that I think you got to understand. I asked T.I., what's the deal with Matt Ryan? He took that from, you know, he needs to go because of what Mike is saying, that he doesn't have enough elite play left, to the Super Bowl, which got us in an argument, which I'll let you hear in a second. It is Dukes and Bell. We also talked to the legendary Vince Dooley about the Dogs in Alabama, Brad Nessler, who's calling the game, guys. All these interviews on radio.com. And you heard from Matt Ryan with the Matt Ryan Report with Dave Archer, getting ready for the Vikings. And I love Matt. Matt, from the standpoint of this, Mike, he is not letting all of this noise get to him. He can't. He knows he didn't play great last week. That interception probably cost us the game, and I think it did. But, you know, he was asked about the rebuild and all this stuff, and I'll let you hear it. He can't focus on that. He's got to go play, and like you said, if he plays at an elite level for 11 games, right, the fortunes of this team will change. The position of this team will change. But it's not just Matt. again, we forget we've had the worst defense in the league for four games. So there's a lot that Raheem has got to try to fix, and he said they've got to identify some problems. It's Dukes and Bell, brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. Let's get to the top three.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it off?
All right, man, let's talk about these Braves. First and foremost, Snicker's saying today, and I think this is big, okay, he will not pitch Max Fried on short rest. Here's what he said last night after the 15, whatever it was, to loss. Brian Snicker, our manager, talking about who will start game five.
Well, it's literally game five is going to be a decision to see how we do tomorrow. I mean, it's you weigh that or bring it back Max on full rest on, in game six. So that's things we'll talk about. And just we're going to have to see where we're at with the bullpen.
Now, Mike, he says that's the plan, to bring Max back at full rest. Tonight, guys, it is Bryce Wilson.
Like what Bryce did late in the year. I mean, this is the reality, guys. I'll say it again. It's you're asking a lot. I mean, I don't think Bryce can't do it. But, you know, you asked the same question we're talking about right now about Kyle Wright. Is the moment going to be too big for Kyle Wright? Kyle Wright didn't execute last night. The Dodgers teed off on him like batting practice.
Here's Snit talking about Kershaw. He says, you know, they weren't sure last night, but now we know, and I think everybody pretty much knew, if this was going to be an opportunity for the Dodgers to get back into it, that Kershaw was going to be the guy on the hill.
Well, right, as of right now, we're planning for him. I mean, until I hear anything different. So we'll game plan and we'll get ready to face Clayton tomorrow until I hear different.
And by game planning, he's talking about, you know, obviously guys have tape on pitchers and you try to get tendencies and his out pitch and all of that stuff. The hard thing about baseball, just like with anything, you still got to go do it. You know, hell, Kershaw could tell you I'm throwing a slider, Mike. You still got to hit it.
Right. And look, Bryce Wilson, guys, 14 innings pitched this season. I mean, he's got 43 in his career, but that's – you're putting a guy, Carl, out there.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's – you know, and there were some tough outings out there. You know, in September, he got two earned runs against the Nats. He only pitched an inning against Baltimore, five innings against Miami, three innings. His longest outing was five innings against the Marlins in an 11-1 win back on the 22nd of September. And you and that was the one that I said, okay, he looked good. He had seven strikeouts. He only had one walk. But you're talking about a guy – 14 innings pitched against a dude who's going to the Hall of Fame, who's also had his moments, you know, in the postseason. We documented that last hour. But this is why, guys, I'm not trying to throw cold water on this party. It's been an amazing run, but this was always going to be the big ask of this pitching staff.
It's why you have to respect what we saw in games one and two. What an amazing performance from Fried and Ian Anderson. That's why. I mean, and last night, again, I didn't expect that. But we can't get that again and expect to win this series. I just this is could be the pivotal turning point. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I gave him too short shrift on him, inning and two thirds. He's thrown 15 and two thirds innings, Carl. I was only looking at the month of September. But okay. Regardless, you got a guy with 15 and two thirds innings going tonight. I love Bryce's attitude. I think he kind of got his head right to get back out there and get some wins for this team. You know, be a part of some wins. His record was 1-0. But that's the story. You got a Dodger team. You see how disciplined these guys are at the plate. You know, and look, they're like us. They can hit anywhere in the game. They can blow you away early. They can come back. They're clutch. That's why they've been in the postseason every year, as most of us have been watching baseball, right?
No doubt about it. We'll see how it goes down tonight. 8:08 first pitch. And certainly we'll be talking about it with you tomorrow. I hope we're talking about a 3-1 lead and trying to close this thing. But we got work to do. Meanwhile, the Falcons shut down their facility, guys. They could have opened up the facility this afternoon. They chose to not do that. They opted to remain closed. Word is they'll open up tomorrow and things will get back to normal, meaning practice and all the things that they're doing to get ready for the Vikings. But Matt Ryan was asked about, you know, the rebuild. A lot of people this week, and rightfully so, coming off the firing of Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff, asking about the rebuild.
I can't worry about that yet. You know, it's not like we're making this transition and, you know, it's the end of December. You know, we're in the middle of October and we have 11 games in front of us. So, worrying about those things is going to distract us from, as a player, is going to distract us from what we need to do. And that's prepare ourselves and get ready for, the Minnesota Vikings this weekend, because I'm sure that they're not all that concerned with, how we're going to rebuild or restructure our organization moving forward. You know, they're trying to get a win this Sunday. And so I really believe, you know, during times like this, and really, you know, as a professional athlete, you got to do a great job of compartmentalizing things and focusing on what's in front of you and keeping your focus very narrow. And that's the message I'm pushing to all of our guys.
Mike, what about his future? He was asked about his future. This is how Matt answered that.
You know, regardless of whether in year one or, you know, year 13 or wherever, that's our responsibility as players all the time is, you know, to go out there and perform. That's what we're paid to do. And so I don't worry about it. You know, I understand where everyone's coming from. I understand where I'm at in my career. But I also, you know, believe in compartmentalizing things and focusing on, you know, what's in front of us this week and the job that I have to do. We've got 11 ball games to go in this season, and we've got to find a way to get some wins and get back in the mix. And that's, you know, that's where our mindset has to be at. It has to be different, you know, from what everybody else is kind of talking about right now as players. You know, we can't control that. All we can control is our preparation and our performances, you know, week in and week out.
How much elite play do you think he has left? I'm asking you.
It doesn't look good this year. You know, and again, guys, I what did you say yesterday? We don't have to stop qualifying statements about people.
That's right.
He just hasn't looked good this year. He looked good in the first half against Dallas. Everybody did. He looked good in the first half, you know, against the Bears. You know, looked good in the second half against Seattle. But, I mean, again, we needed the Bears. We needed a couple of completions, okay? And, again, I know Dirk Koetter screwed up things up with a play call. They weren't even going to try to run the ball. But Matt's got to execute. Look, Russell Wilson's taking the team down the field. You're seeing guys. Drew Brees come from behind the other night. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, Matt and Julio, this is another reason why I'm always on this, Carl. Where's the red zone production? You know, where's the Matt, the touchdown? Again, now, had Matt thrown a touchdown to win the Super Bowl, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But it was only to get into position for a field goal. It was an amazing play. Don't get it twisted. But this is the thing. Other guys around the league are putting points on the board. And the trend now is for more athletic quarterbacks. You don't have to be athletic, but it doesn't hurt in this day and age, especially with our offensive line, which is still learning how to play together. So, Carl, long answer to a short question. I don't think Matt's got many elite years left. I don't know if Matt's got elite games in him this year. I'd like to see it.
Let's hear from Kirby Smart. Big matchup this weekend, Alabama-Georgia. Kirby talking about Alabama and all that scoring.
I feel like the last two times we played them, they were scoring that many points. I mean, the time we played them with Tua, we went into the game thinking that they might score 1,000. You know, they had all those wideouts. They were really, really good then, and I felt like they were scoring lots of points then. You know, they also had some really good defensive players along with those teams, which is what made them great. So, I mean, I don't see this team as being completely different made up of those teams.
Averaging 50 a game, if you're wondering what Kirby's talking about there. And, Mike, how is Nick Saban feeling? We know he will not be on the sidelines on Saturday. He'll be watching. But we heard from Brad Nestor talking about communicating with his coaches. Here's Coach Saban.
Obviously, Sark has been a head coach before. And I'm not sure exactly how this is going to play out in terms of when the game comes, you know, whether I can have communication with people or not. So we'll have to research and sort of figure that one out. But we did have a plan for each coach on the staff as to what might happen. And we just got to go from there. Just like if we lose a player, we have to do the same thing.
According to AL.com, the trainer for Alabama says coach is still asymptomatic. He's going to continue to self-isolate. He will, by the way, be doing his radio show on Thursday night over in Alabama. They said he's going to still do that because he said he feels okay.
All right. We're going to rehash something we talked about earlier in the show. We'll let you hear what T.I. had to say, which sparked a lot of controversy today on the program. And I don't know if there's right or wrong. I am going to tell you what the new set of eyes and ears may be thinking. Mike's going to tell you what he thinks the Falcons need to do. We'll tell you about it next. It is Dukes and Bell. Glad to have you listening. Tomorrow, hashtag Dukes and Bell, tailgate at home 2020. What are you cooking for the weekend? We will let you in on what we've got working. And we certainly thank our folks over at Buckhead Butcher Shop. We'll get into that tomorrow. We got a bunch of guests as well. We'll continue to break down Georgia, Alabama, as some folks will stop by tomorrow. And Charles Barkley's going to stop by the show tomorrow, too. So make sure you're here.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
No doubt. So I want to start this by saying, I want you to put your mind in this place with us, all right, right now, on the radio with Mike and I. We're not talking about running guys out of town. We're not talking about any of that. I just want you to talk about the future of the Falcons and what we need, okay? So that will get us back to, it sounds like we're trying to run somebody out of town, but we're not. I want you to think about where we're going with this. First of all, I've heard this since Dan Quinn got let go, and that is we should just go ahead and tank. Guys don't tank. Guys compete. They go out, they're playing for a lot of money, and they're still competing for jobs down the road, whether it's here or somewhere else. But with that said, if we are, and I don't want to use the word tank because I don't think that's appropriate right now, but if we are to not fulfill our destiny, okay, if these next 11 games.
Very Star Wars right there.
Thank you, sir. If these next 11 games, Mike, if we don't fulfill our destiny, and we do happen to have a top pick, and let's say top two or three, okay, we're going to keep it there. What do you want if we were afforded that opportunity? And it's something that no team wants to be in, but it happens. So if we are there, what do you want? Falcon fans want a quarterback. Now, Mike, I want you to pick this up because this is where you start to say, this is why this makes sense. You want a quarterback, and you're saying, I need a quarterback. And I'm saying, we have a quarterback because the new set of eyes and ears may see our guy that we currently have and say, that's not the problem. We need to fix some other things. What if they come in and say that, and you are saying, well, we should go ahead and have one of these top three picks because we haven't won enough games.
Right.
What if that's not the answer to the folks that are coming in, the new regime?
Well, I don't know what they're looking at, but, I mean, look, unless you get a guy that can come in here, okay, you're going to bring Ozzie Newsome out of retirement and then go draft the Ravens? Because that's what we need. If you can say, if you can look me in the eye and say, we're going back to the Super Bowl right now in our present composition, obviously not. You know, I mean, first two parts. I think we missed our window. I think our window was, you know, was 16, 17, 18, 19. We blew it. And now this is our lot in life. So, and I think Matt can go do something elsewhere. I think Julio could do something elsewhere at a team which is better built. Mm-hmm. Not like they, you know, you go to another team like us and they're going to do the same thing. And I think that Matt and Julio guys are too tight with it. They're too attached to it. And all I say at the end of the day is, have we won a Super Bowl? Do we score enough touchdowns? No, we don't. You know, it's not the red zone combination that Peyton Manning to Marvin Harrison was, okay? It's just not. You know, it's not Jerry Rice and Joe Montana. It's not. But, okay, that's part one. Part two is if you do find a guy that can come in here personnel-wise, Carl, and draft in 1 year or acquire through free agency, and we can't really do much of that because we're jammed in the cap, defensive game changers. If you get me a Ravens team, remember Trent Dilfer, one of the most mediocre quarterbacks in NFL history. But that's the only way Matt and Julio are going to win the Super Bowl. We need to get a defense that slides out. And then we can do the things and kick field goals that we've done the last few years, and it'll be enough. That's my feeling. The only way I'd be cool with Matt and Julio staying here is you got to do a complete overhaul on this defense.
Okay. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. So when we have this conversation, which has something to do with Matt, but not really. And really, this is about the evaluation process. But as a fan base, guys, it's a quarterback league. You hear me talk about it all the time. So when you are going to reshape your organization, okay, and this gets to the part where now you're going to go, oh, now you guys are running them out of town. No. When you're reshaping an organization, look at the Cardinals. They drafted a quarterback just a year before and went and got another guy that they thought was going to be better. And guess what? He is. When you're reshaping an organization, Mike, you start at the quarterback position. This may be a historical quarterback draft with the top two guys that are going to go at the top of this draft, especially Trevor Lawrence. So Lawrence could have been the first overall pick 2 years ago. Couldn't come out of school. Wasn't 3 years removed from high school. So now he is. You're going to pass that up if given the opportunity?
See, that's the thing. And you want to energize your fan base. I talked about it. I said something earlier to a guy. I said, look, fans are defaulting on their PSLs. People don't believe in the organization. Guy goes, well, the real Falcon fans will pay their bills. I'm like, okay. Well, how exciting. Yeah. Won't that be? We'll maintain our fiduciary responsibility to the organization while we go 7-9. Yay! Look, everybody knows what the new news is. The new news is a guy like Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields. Everybody wants a Deshaun Watson. Everybody wants Lamar Jackson. Everybody wants the new thing. And by the way, Trevor Lawrence is going to be the new new thing. How do you know? How do you know? Because he's the guy. Because he looks like he's ready to rock and roll.
Just ask NFL scouts.
I mean, if you want to be clever and think Mitchell Trubisky is smarter than Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes, then you're an idiot. Right. I mean, we know these guys. There's two guys who are going to go 1-2. Just like you couldn't really go wrong with Burrow or Tua in this draft. Now, again, we haven't seen Tua yet, but Burrow sure looks like he's ready for the opportunity. But we need to energize the fan base. We need to move the assets to acquire draft picks to make the moves you need to overhaul this thing.
All right. So, if we don't fulfill our destiny, okay?
Fulfill your destiny.
If we don't, all right? Because, again, the guys aren't going to tank. I'd love to – you think – I've looked Grady in the eye. You think Grady's going to go out and lose games purposely? It'll never happen. It just – you think Julio's going to go out and lose games purposely? It'll never happen. So, guys will go compete. If they don't win, that's one thing. So, I'm just going to put that in its place. But there could be consequences to not winning, and that is what we're trying to lay out. We are not trying to say, oh, you know what? It's time to move on. The team may be forced to move on with what's at hand.
Right. So there you go, guys. As we said earlier, just look at it from a detached point of view, not taking shots. Just look at reality. You know, I mean, look, I was a Dolphins fan when I lived in Miami. I had season tickets for the Dolphins, and Dan Marino was at the end of his run. You know, I mean, but he was still better than anybody. Like, even Carl on one good ankle, he was still better than 95% of the quarterbacks.
Well, he was better than most guys 20 years later, too.
But is Matt Ryan that guy?
I don't know about that.
That's the thing. I mean, I know, look, there's a sentimentality. There's an emotional attachment to number 2 and number 11. And I understand that. Like, but I root for the logo on the side of the helmet. I'm not overly enamored with one guy or another. Matt's a great guy. And by the way, it's also what Matt does in this community. You know, not everybody in the NFL is cutting checks for $500,000 to try to get African Americans and cops and whites, everybody together, and try to come up with some ideas at work to make things better. That's why, I mean, Matt deserves a ton of credit for that. But we're talking about football on the field. You know, and Matt right now, I mean, look, again, Julio's not on the field, and Matt's had some really bad outings the last couple. And last year when this team's season was on the brink, we needed Matt to deliver the goods, and he couldn't do that on the road in Minnesota or Indianapolis. You know, I mean, half of football doesn't count, guys. So I just think if you want to look at it from a cold, harsh reality, we haven't won at all with these guys, so why are we going to try for two more years as they get older?
All right, now I want you to hear what T.I. said today on the show in regards to asking him about what's going on with Matt Ryan. Now, as you hear this, understand we're in the middle of a conversation as he's trying to say it is time to move on from the current quarterback. We need a different vibe. We need a different kind of player. And then he got into this.
Now, he did take us to a Super Bowl. The man was an MVP. He did just cut a check for $500,000.
I know you ain't finna talk about this damn Super Bowl now. That's the worst you could have brought up. Oh, excuse my language.
Did we get you excited, bro?
You're not finna talk about this damn Super Bowl, man.
Devil's advocate. It's not a role I like, but go ahead, T.I. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you ain't gonna. Hey, listen, bro. That man did just enough good to do twice as much bad.
Now, Tim.
Everything he did to get us to the Super Bowl was undone.
Yes.
By his performance at the Super Bowl.
No, Tim, he didn't lose the Super Bowl for us. Him. Come on now. He didn't lose his. We had bad coaching, bro.
Who else had the ball in their hand when they said hike?
Hey, he got it to Julio. They went backwards three plays. We kicked the field goal.
The
we win it.
In their hand when they said hike.
T.I., man, he did not lose the Super Bowl for us, man. Come on.
Man, you crazy as hell, man. I got to. Hey, look, let me ask you a question.
What?
If we'd have won, would he have been the one that won the Super Bowl?
He would have been the MVP. He'd been the MVP.
Yeah, either him or Grady.
So then you lost it. You got to take that. You got to hold yourself accountable just as much as you would have took the credit.
So that's T.I. from earlier today, which, needless to say, got the guys who, you know, really like Matt Ryan fired up. And there was also conversation about, you know, but Mike Vick's legacy, and I can talk about Andre Rison and Dion. I get it. Guys want to win, but they want to win with some style points here, Carl. This gets back, this kind of gets us back to the white man can't jump analogy. Not only do guys want to see us win some games, they want to see us do it with some style points. And I understand that because it's Atlanta. We want the flair. But look, we all love what 7 did. 2 has done more. Okay, but the question now, regardless of any of that nonsense, is can two still do it at an elite level?
See, for me, I think that argument, and I've said this for the last, I don't know, X amount of years here in the city, that argument died when we went to the Super Bowl. I mean, Matt is a more accomplished player, okay? And you're in your bag because you love Vic and what he was representing at the time for the city, and I get that. But don't be in your bag. Matt Ryan is a more accomplished player. So he's going to finish his career, whether it's tomorrow or 2 years from now, whenever, as the most accomplished quarterback and future Hall of Fame quarterback in this franchise, period. Nobody else that's been at this position can say that. So that argument to me is dead. The argument for me now, Mike, is what does my current quarterback have, and does he have enough to lead me back to the Super Bowl and win it? If the answer's no, then you've got tough decisions to make. If the answer's yes, then your decisions is still tough because you're going to hold on to a guy that's aging, and there will be people in our city who say it is time to turn the page. I want to talk about, does he have enough right now in your eyes to lead us back to where we need to be and win a Super Bowl? That's the question, because all that comparison stuff, there is no comparison. Matt's thrown for more yards, more completions, blah, blah, blah. I can go down the list.
And Mike, cop to it, guys. We've been down this road. Carl and I have spoken to Mike. The initial interview we did with James Brown on 60 Minutes after he got out of jail, he admitted it. He didn't put the work in. By the time he put the work in with Andy Reid and stuff, unfortunately, the skills weren't the same. So it is what it is. You know, we can look back and say those are great memories, and he energized fans, and he made nothing. He made those guys Falcon fans. There were guys that weren't Falcon fans before Vic, and they're Falcon fans, but they don't, for some reason, they just don't take to Matt Ryan, because Matt is Matt, and it is what it is. And I hate that the fact that, you know, Matt's too white bread with mayonnaise from some guys. He's a good man. He's done everything he can do. But that's my question now. But regardless, can he still do it? You just asked the question. I don't think Matt can play at an elite level anymore. Okay.
And you know what? And that's the answer that you've got to ask yourself. Take your feelings out of it. Get out your bag. Can he do that? If you feel like he can, and I'm not even talking about right now with the personnel. We'll see where this thing goes with Raheem Morris. As I said, give him a clean slate. Let's see where it goes. But that's really the question we've got to ask ourselves at the end of this season. If the answer's no, Falcon fans, we got to move on. That's it.
I mean, as we said, I mean, I just think I've seen what this core group, again, this is the core group of guys, you know. This is the core group. Pittsburgh moved on from Terry Bradshaw. He was 34 years of age. I think he was 34, 35. You know, Montana got traded. You know, these things happen. And look, if you really love Matt so much, give Matt an opportunity to go to a team which is built better and more complete, and maybe he can go win a Super Bowl with those guys. Same thing goes for Julio.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for Matt, to his credit, he would love to end his career here. I'd love to see it. It's very rare. We know that when guys do that from start to finish and with all his accomplishments. But I also need him to play better, and I need him, this team, to win. And that's where I am. You know, our owner said it, guys. We're in the business of winning football games. If that doesn't happen, people start getting fired. Players start getting let go. That's what happens. Mike, let's get to tonight's game winner.
Hey, man, guess what's going on around the world right now?
What's that, bro?
Twitter is down. Twitter has crashed, Carl. According to a couple of news outlets, Twitter is not working. Globally, it is down. So I guess the Russians or the Chinese just hacked Twitter. 404-741-0929. What do you got as a cool app on your phone? I know Carl and I are addicted to the WGT golf game. What is a cool app you got? Don't make it a sex dirty thing, but what do you got that's a fun
they
app?
They have those?
Yeah, they have those? I'm sure they do. A fun app you have on your phone. Share it with us. 404-741-0929. Tonight's digital game winner.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, Carl, for some people, it's like, well, what do I do? What do I do? There's no Twitter. Maybe I probably could have used this outage a couple years ago, but Twitter is apparently out globally, so somebody got to them. What do you got on your phone? I mean, you got anything really cool? I mean, I've got the Fandango app when I go to the movie theaters.
Yep,
that's cool. I was just going over my phone right now and... see what I got here. Yeah, I got I got the usual stuff. I got, you know, CBS Sports and Yahoo for fantasy football, StubHub when they rip me off, Sirius XM, Avis. You know, so I got the, you got any cool apps? What do you got on your phone, man? Radio.com. Everyone should have the R for radio.com so you can listen to us all around the world.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've got functional stuff for the most part. Now you got me looking at my phone. Yeah, man. I mean, all my apps are things that I really try to use. I don't have anything on here.
No fluff. It's all you get.
Yeah, for the most part, I'm just
functionality.
I'm looking through. But if you're talking about, like, you know, I do have TikTok on here if you want to be entertained, if you've not been on there.
Watch out, Chinese going to hack you too.
I know, I heard. Snap. Let me see what else. A few games, because again, when I want to, you know, I've got like blackjack and some golf games, like you said, on here. But for the most part, no, man, What were you talking about, those sex apps? What were you talking about earlier?
I know, like Tinder and all that stuff.
Oh, those that. No, I don't have that on there. No, I ain't got all that.
We've got, I don't know, man. With the pandemic, I don't know if Tinder's cooling off and people are getting a freak out still.
I don't know if it's cooling off. I think people are still getting it in.
Yes, people are still having sex, as the song used to go. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. You got anything fun, something we could share with the listeners on an app? Well, what do you got on your phone? Hey, man.
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yeah. Hey, man.
Hey, man, first, before I get to that, y'all treat Matt Ryan wrong, man. That's our franchise quarterback, man. He did so much for this city, man. Y'all really lame. He gave us everything he was supposed to.
Yeah.
And y'all need to stop talking about that. Ain't he number five in passing yards right now?
Yeah. How many Super Bowl rings?
Yeah. So he do.
We're 0-5, son. We're 0-5.
7-9, 0-5.
This the only quarterback that got to play.
Who
for the
threw
defense,
the interception
the
in the end zone
Matt
last
Ryan
week?
Step up.
Who threw the interception no in the end zone? Tell me who threw the interception.
Hey.
Who
threw it? We should have ran that ball.
Say it.
We
should have
ran
that ball. Who threw the interception? You can't say it.
We should have ran that ball.
It's never Matt's fault. I understand. It's never Matt's fault. I understand. It's all good.
But, Ken,
you
but
can,
look,
you can
hang,
Ken,
man,
you can hang up on this man at any time, Ken.
Get him out of here.
Shouting over these guys. Look, it is what it is. I get it. We talk about it, Carl. There is an attachment. You know, like when I was a kid.
He's talking about 5,000 whatever yards. Who cares?
I don't give a crap. I want to win a Super Bowl. I mean, and by the way, a lot of those yards, when you're down by two scores, that's, you know, we talk about. You can quantify and qualify every statistic you want to use.
Bears game, fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, but again, where was the best the career year came with Kyle Shanahan? And look, in Matt's defense, not having a guy like Shanahan the last couple of years has not helped him. You know, Shanahan demanded more, got more out of him. Sarkisian and then Cutter have come in to run an offense that isn't theirs. So, like, there's arguments.
Yeah, by the way.
But at the end of the day, Matt is one of the highest paid cats. He's pulling a lot of cash. And that cash only goes up, boys. It don't go down.
Now, that's true. I had a guy say this, and this has nothing to do with the game winner. You see what you've done, son? You see what you've done? I had a guy say, well, Matt has run various offenses in his career. Guys, he's been running the same offense since 15. Since Shanahan got here, they've been running the same offense. Now, they've been trying various things from that offense, and it's not as fluid as it was, but that's the same. It's the same offense.
Look, Malarkey was running a run first or a run. It was a balanced attack with Malarkey. We had Michael the Burner Turner. Cutter got here. You know Cutter, wide receiver screens. He wants to throw it more than run. You know, and now and the proper Matt, look.
Mike, you know Cutter's listening. Don't say anything.
Hey, Dirk, what's going on? You know what? Use Todd Gurley till his knee falls off, okay? Let's up the count.
Oh, my. Gurley, for the first down, he's got a stub.
Let's up the Rams check cleared, right? Did they owe him on the roster bonus? Let's get Gurley 25 touches and see what happens.
Well, he had a great game last week. He really did. I think Todd Gurley said, if y'all don't give me the ball more so we can win some games, and I really feel like they did, but it still didn't turn out in our favor. All right, man, back to the game winner.
But again, this is like – I didn't realize, had we won two Super Bowls, had we been, you know, a last-second field goal knocked us out of the playoffs last year, but none of that has happened.
Come on.
Oh, for God's sake. What are we trying to do here? Hey, man,
you're talking about the all-time leader. I heard.
Yes,
I know.
We know, and Matt will be in the Ring of Honor, but in the meantime, as Father Time catches up with everyone. We're seeing it. Julio's not even on the field the last, but I do love the selective logic here. You know, with some guys. And some guys are not that last call, but some guys, yeah, get rid of Matt. And then you, Julio, oh, no, you can't say Julio. Okay. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for an app on the phone?
You know, we absolutely
just here. Hang up. I'm not
dealing with
that.
Get him out of here.
I'm not dealing with that. You're on the radio, bro. An app on your phone that we can, something we can, give us some consumer news we can use. What do you got?
Yeah, I got this app that lets you know when fall officially starts. So it'll beep your phone when Carl takes a week vacation right as the NFL kicks off.
Hey, man, I've earned all of this vacay I've got, okay?
Use it or lose it, Joe.
They are not going to cut a check for me.
You ain't lying. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for an app we can use?
That's funny.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I got a History Channel app on my phone. I got one of the smartphones, but man, there's dirty stuff on there too, and I just love it. Thank you, sir.
I love that because I always get the on this day in history from the History Channel.
Did he say there was dirty stuff on there?
I don't know. I presume. There's a lot of dirty stuff in history.
Okay, I'm like, what is he talking about? I didn't know it was. All right, go ahead.
It's Jeremiah. Who knows what he's doing out there in his compound? Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. It's our game winner tonight. We need an app idea. What do you got for us, man?
Hey, man. I got this Find My Lap app. It's called Life 360. I'm telling you, man, get all kinds of alerts. It's a nice, nice thing.
Yeah, speaking of apps, I think we just downloaded that one, Mike, because Trent got a new phone. Okay. So I think that Life 360 or whatever, I think that's what he's talking about. I'm familiar with that one, too.
That's interesting. Yeah, again, Alert 360. Okay, that's interesting. I'm looking at all this stuff. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us for the game winner? Yeah, please, sir. That's for folks who...
Man, we're getting all the calls in that, aren't we?
Loving men. Yeah, if you're in that sort of thing, we don't judge you. It's a live and let live, we say. Hey, man, you're on
Mike,
the radio.
Mike, do they know we didn't take a day off when this pandemic started? Go ahead.
Damn right. Hey, man.
We didn't take a day off. Not
Carl,
one.
You get Carl in his bag because he took out the weekend after the Bears debacle.
Yeah, you know what? Like I missed something. Go ahead.
Hey, man, you're on the radio. By the way, I may need a date off for the speeding ticket. I just talked to my attorney. Hey, man, you're on the radio. What do you got for us, buddy? An app idea. Hey, man. It's an app where I put my phone on the table and don't talk to anyone. Hey, man, forget it, Ken. Kill it, Ken. Ken is back there pushing the buttons tonight. The reason we're bringing this up is Twitter has apparently crashed worldwide.
Twitter has crashed.
Yeah, so there's no tweeting going on, which, you know, isn't necessarily a bad thing. Hey, man, you're on the radio, cowboy. What do you got for us? Turn down your radio. All right. What's going on today? Normally we get our guys are pretty sharp, Carl. What's happening out there?
I don't know. I think everybody's getting ready for the game tonight. My guess is people are still drinking from last night.
All right, real quick, but we got to get out of here. So Aunt Matilda just rolled in, and my mom, my mother-in-law, because they're up on their way to Florida. They stopped here as a way station. So I'm going to be at dinner tonight. I'm going to miss probably the first three innings. I'm going to set it for DVR because we're going to be at dinner. Yeah. What do you think after three innings I'm going to be looking at?
I think it'll be 2-1. I'm going to say that we are going to be up 2-1 after three innings.
Okay. By the way, typical Atlanta, Matilda comes in from Detroit, right? And she brings we call them the Motor City Kitties. Yeah. And our cat immediately cowers in the corner like a typical Atlanta sports cat.
Oh, so she's got that Detroit pimp cat. That's
what you're telling me. The Detroit cat literally walks to Z's little cat bed and goes, "Mine, what are you going to do about it?" See, this is the mentality. Even the sports mentality, it goes to our cats, Carl. It's despicable. It's an epidemic.
You know what? The animal kingdom, Mike, it fixes itself. Hey, man, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat.
Thanks to all of our guests today, T.I., we talked to the legendary Vince Dooley, our man Brad Nessler. Also, Atlanta United fans, go hear what Jake Mulroney had to say about last night's goal. It was a draw, but listen, they are trying to make the playoffs like crazy. Tomorrow, Charles Barkley joins the show. It's a hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgating home 2020, brought to you by our friends at Buckhead Butcher Shop. We'll get into that, and also we'll get you ready for Alabama, Georgia, Falcons, Vikings, and what happens in this NLCS. Be here starting at 2 o'clock. Ken, great job for stepping in for Craig today. Bo Morgan, executive producer. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, some NBA notes. You just mentioned Charles Barkley tomorrow. The Daryl Morey experience is over. He's stepping down as the Rockets general manager. Small ball didn't get it done. They tried different combinations. Harden is a one-way player, as Carl said, and you just can't build around that guy. You need to do some other things. And also, Tyronn Lue is going to be the new Clippers coach. He's going to step in for Doc Rivers and see if he can maybe keep these guys loose when the big games start playing.
They wanted him. They got him. 5-year deal. Condolences go out. Rest in peace, Vaughn McClure, ESPN NFL reporter, covered the Falcons. Falcon fans, you didn't know Vaughn personally. Maybe you had met him, maybe you didn't. But he was one of the hardest working people that I knew. And he had a great heart. I'm saddened today to hear this news. And as I said, I know colleagues around the country who worked with Vaughn at various places, whether it was at the Chicago Sun-Times, the Fresno Bee, the South Bend Tribune. He worked his way up, and we certainly are going to miss him, man. Rest in peace, Vaughn. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
Vaughn is blocking you from Twitter on heaven.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.